Ready, Walt?
Yes.
Okay, very good. I'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is approximately 5:16 on Tuesday, February 14th, Valentine's Day. Apologize for those of you who I pulled away from your Valentine's date. You can blame the scheduler for that. So. Let's have a roll call, please.
Daniel?
Here.
Leopold?
Here.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our January 24th meeting. Assume you've all had a chance to review those. Were there any changes that you had that you could see in there? I did find a couple of, they were just misspellings, but advised. There's on the, I guess it'd be the second page of minutes, advised on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8th paragraph down. And then on the, and then that same situation on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I guess 6th paragraph down a couple pages later on, under the permit for buried telephone facilities. And I know it's not a big deal, but they're public.
It was the same word?
Yeah, advice. Yep. S-I-E-D. So I hope that your spell checker is not wrong or something. So those were the, I think those were the only issue I had. So you guys didn't have anything else?
I'm good.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Move to approve the minutes as presented with those exceptions.
Okay.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. Unanimous. Thank you. Next up on our agenda is the permit for buried telephone facilities. As you remember, this came in front of us last time, and I believe we put Marcia to work a little bit on this to put some things in there. And Larry, were you in on part of that also? We're on that telephone.
Yeah, I've been, you know, talking back and forth with Larry Weiss and having him to deal with Marcia on what was actually needed to be done.
Okay. Okay. So I believe if I remember right, was the issue having them bonded or something to that effect, if I remember right? Was that right, or was that something? What did we change in there, Marcia?
It was more just the way it was written. It didn't look like the specifics were actually included in the agreement. So
it
had to do with bonding and depth of, you know, what they were doing. And also just changing it from the Board of Works to the entire city of Columbia City. And they put it in there. So
okay.
I had reviewed it, and they did make the change.
Okay.
There's just one. Speaking of typos, there's one typo that we could just take the white out on in paragraph 9. It shouldn't be it's IT apostrophe S. It just shouldn't be it's.
Okay.
That's the only thing I noticed on it. But other
okay.
than they did include and change the things over.
Okay. So everything is in order, and we should go ahead and move forward then, I'm assuming. Okay. Okay. Yep, let's make an motion.
I make a motion that we accept the application for buried telephone facilities. Activity number in reference to is E277150. Approve it as presented.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Thank you. Okay, next up we have a denial of a ordinance violation. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, Rosie?
Yeah, we've gotten complaints, and I think you have some pictures of some trash and debris at a property on Elder Street, and we had sent a notice out and gave them a time frame of when it had to be cleaned up, and we actually sent the officer out there a couple times to check it, and he actually had longer than what he was supposed to have, and so the officer issued him a ticket, and he, I believe, is here. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. And so I told him the process was I could not avoid this, it's a $50 ticket, and that the tickets could be a, could have been $50 every day that he hadn't cleaned it up.
Okay.
We only issued him a one, and it was actually extended. Now, as soon as we issued the ticket, I believe he cleaned it up that day or the next day afterwards.
Yeah.
So I told him he had to come to the Board of Works. And
okay. Okay. Would you like to kind of give, I guess, your side of the case a little bit so that we know? If you wouldn't mind, I don't even know if the microphone is on.
That's right.
To pick it up.
Yeah,
okay.
Talk,
we just want to make sure that the microphone's pick it up, so, yeah.
Well, you know, one man's trash is another man's treasure. And the only thing I consider trash was the mattress. And I knew it needed to get out of there, but I was kind of trying to wait for the trash days to come. During the summertime, I was going to put that in the dirt in that time. But obviously, somebody complained about it. I got around to it for a couple of reasons. First of all, my wife had had a child December 26th, and so we were kind of dealing with that. And our house has been in foreclosure, so we're trying to look for a different place to live. And, you know, the weather can kind of iffy. One day it'll be snowing, the next day it'll be raining. And so I just hadn't really got a chance out there to get it until that day I was actually home from work. And I asked him what needed to be done exactly. He wasn't quite sure. He was cleaning his mattress. And I got that cleaned up right away. Just for my family's sake, I would prefer not to pay it if you could. Kind of waive us that. I was for a big family. And we got other expenses we're trying to save for right now. That's my side of the story.
I believe Officer Simpson, who is sitting out there, was one of the officers that did go to the resident. I don't know what condition that you found. I think your name's on one of them that you had went out and checked it, and that was put back in January.
When I went out there, what I saw was consistent with the photographs that were in the packet. I mean, I saw.
Okay.
And I was out there on the 26th.
Okay. You guys know when that issue, that ticket was issued?
What day it was issued? Yeah, it was issued on the... Can't really read it. I believe it was on Tuesday, February 5th. No, that's today. Jen, did you come in right away after the ticket was issued that day? So it must have been the 31st then, of January. Because that's the day you signed the denial.
No,
it was before that. So it was before that? See, I just got a copy here and I can't read it.
Could potentially be the 21st. But... yeah, that is hard to read. I don't know exactly.
Can we call down to dispatch and they can confirm it?
No, they didn't.
They won't have records.
No. Okay. Actually, it looks like January 27th on the front of the letter. Business still remain ticket issued. So it must have been on January 27th. January 27th.
So the last ticket was written on the 25th. I mean, the actual ticket, nuisance complaint rechecked was January 25th.
Yeah.
And then it was checked on January 26th. A ticket was issued on the 27th?
Yes.
And a ticket was issued by?
Officer Creech, I believe.
On the 27th.
Correct.
I believe it was Officer York.
Oh, was it Officer York? I can't read that either. So. I don't know why I thought it was Creech. Well, I knew it was during the day, so.
Okay, and then you came in on the 31st?
Mm-hmm. I think he had come in or called and talked to Sally.
Yeah, I came in that day the officer came.
Okay, and then he came back, I think, took the paperwork and did you not, and then filled out the denial and brought it back in.
Yeah.
But the first actual violation was January 9th, that you was given a notice.
January 12th.
January 12th is the letter.
What?
That's the date the officer went out.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He checked it that day, and then we wrote a letter on the 11th.
Okay, so the officer was on the 9th. The follow-up on the 12th, you received the letter? Okay. So that was your first acknowledgement on the 12th that there was a violation that occurred?
Right.
Okay. And then again on January 25th. The officer was out on the 25th, and you received a letter on the 27th to acknowledge.
No, the officer came out and I said, this is the only thing I got.
Yes, so here's the letter.
What's the letter?
The back one page.
Okay, I'm just putting a sequence together.
I guess I was having trouble following the sequence of the events.
Because I do have a question, because this is important for how this all works. But on the 23rd, that complaint check says no violation. Or, no violation. Correct?
Correct.
So something happened between it and the 25th that now there's a violation again? Or is it a new violation?
I believe that was just the discretion of the officer, whether they thought there was a violation or not, just a difference of opinion between officers. We had four different officers that responded.
Yeah, okay.
I think it was just a difference of opinion between one officer to the next.
Okay, but you understand my point. I mean, he's got 10 days to clean it up, and it appears that at the 10-day check, whatever officer felt it had been cleaned up, there's no violation.
10 days from the 9th. Or from when Officer Peterson
from the 12th.
Was there. Yeah.
So I'm just saying,
right.
I'm just trying to get the dates, in fairness.
I think what happened
to the individual.
If you look at that date up there on January 23rd, that evidently is the date she typed this up. But Gary Parrott signed it on January 27th at 4:00, and that was after he cleaned it up, and the ticket had been issued. So that you can't go by that January 23rd.
Well, she's right. One day, January 23rd on the top.
Yeah.
Wasn't checked until
the 27th.
And the 27th was the date of the ticket, according to dispatch.
Yeah.
By Officer York.
And Officer York would have written that citation prior to 3 p.m. And this is Gary Parrott. His name is 4 p.m.
And then he cleaned it up after he got his ticket and. The guys went back and checked it, and he had cleaned it up. That's why they marked it there was a violation.
But then can you explain the 25th then?
When they went out on the 25th, it was still the way it was to begin with, which is when Officer Simpson went out. Well, he went out on the 26th. She issued this thing on the 25th, and he went out on 26th and checked it, and it was still the same condition. So then on the 27th, Officer Parrott went out after he cleaned it up and after the ticket was issued.
So on January 9th and January 26th, it still describes similar debris, which is the mattress. Is what Mr. Peterson had, and then Officer Simpson acknowledged the same. Okay.
Is there any additional information you want to add to this, Tim?
No.
Okay.
Just the dates on the bottom of the yellow forms are the days.
We should look at.
That I think are important, yes.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying that everything took place after, the ticket was issued.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard to go against what the policies in place.
Okay, but the letter that you received is on what date, sir?
This is January 12th.
And Marcia, just from your perspective, does that comply with the notice?
Yes.
requirements?
The letter?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The letter, though.
I guess I just asked for legal counsel's direction in reference to this.
Well, the only thing I would say is I don't know when you actually received the letter. I mean, I'm just trying to look at this from everybody's position here. The 10 days is from the date of receipt, not the date of the letter. So depending upon when that letter was received, you've got 10 days to clean it up to basically meet the requirements of the notice of violation. And so, you know, then we're looking at the 27th as the earliest that was cleaned up, correct? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes.
Okay, so, you know, more than likely, I understand that letter was probably received
in the time, in appropriate
in
time,
the time frame.
Frame,
but.
Well, in future case, or in future situations, should we be sending a certified letter so we know for sure?
Yeah, I believe it was. I just didn't copy all this, the stuff that was hooked to it, which I probably should have, and I didn't put it in here. I just copied it and gave it back to someone.
Well, my personal comment is I'm not here to withdraw the ticket, but I want to make sure that we are factual with all of our checks and balance. And I guess I asked to table this to make sure that we have all the appropriate paperwork and receipts and confirmation that did transpire in the manner of the policies and procedures, and then make a decision after we confirm all of that. I just don't want any assumptions to be made instead of facts. And I think if you would mind giving us time to verify that, and then we can give you an answer in writing with our conclusion and follow up. And obviously you still have the right to come back and talk to us of whatever conclusion that may be.
So when are you tabling this to the next Board of Works meeting?
Yes.
Okay. And I think I would concur with that, and the reason I would concur is because if we have the return of that certified letter, then that will be able to give us when actually that time of receipt was. And I think that that's fair to all parties.
Oh, absolutely.
So I would absolutely concur with what Walt
just
has.
Just in case that wasn't received, you know, until a little bit later, you mm-hmm. know, you definitely
yeah.
and met the requirements.
Right, so exactly. So if that is okay with you, I would agree with Walt that we table this to this next meeting, which will be the last Tuesday of the month. And then at that time, we will, if you don't want to come back, at least we can respond to you in writing about what the decision was, why we made that decision, and then at least you have something to go off of. Does that sound fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for coming in and letting us know about this. I appreciate that. We may be able to at least take a look at how we do this and maybe make it a little bit more efficient in some way, shape, or form. So I appreciate you coming in today. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so we will table that to the next meeting, and then go to the pay request. And Jeff, you are on, sir.
Okay, the first pay request that I'd like the board to consider is from Burgess & Nyphal. It's for the long-term control plan sewer project, and it is strictly for the construction administration part of it, in the sum of $1,231 even. And my recommendation that the board does act favorably in this. This is still under the original contract part of it, and everything is in order on it.
I will say it looks very nice to see 100%, 99%, 98% complete. I will, unless there's any questions, I'll make a motion to pay $1,231 to Burgess & Nyphal with invoice number 482390.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Thank you. Jeff?
The second pay request is Bowen Engineering's pay application number 18. You'll see fee here for $56,004 even. And although the detail isn't here, the pictures are. This is essentially for the crane, the big yellow structure that is above the wet well area of the equalization basin. And it's, how big is it? How many tons?
6 tons.
Okay, it's a big one. obviously to pull the high service pump out from the about 30 foot deep well
engine.
So everything is in order on this. My recommendation for it is that favorable.
Any other questions of Jeff? Can I have a motion, please?
Make a motion, we accept this. We pay $56,004 to, trying to find the invoice.
Top right.
Progress estimate number? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
18?
That'd be the reference invoice number.
Okay. Okay, the contractor's progress estimate number 18. To where did it file? Bowen Engineering. There we go.
Okay. I have a motion.
Second.
Okay, got a second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Thank you. Okay, next up, contract agreement in regards to the Wayne Reclamation and Recycling Facility.
Under the agreement with USEPA Region 5 in Chicago, the city participates in ongoing efforts concerning the former Wayne Reclamation Recycling. I almost said that we participate in the cleanup, and we are not doing that. We are monitoring what was our former landfill site area to make sure that any contamination in the ground, the groundwater, isn't traveling towards the river. And there's multiple extraction wells on the Wayne Reclamation site that are sucking the material out, and we get annual reports on that. We are obligated to do monitoring, groundwater monitoring, and for many, many years now, Burgess and Nyfol, out of their Columbus office, it's their environmental office, has been doing this work for us on a semi-annual basis. Last year, it was in the sum of not to exceed $10,000. This year, you'll see that they bumped it up a whopping $220 due to cost of doing business. The parameters and scope of work remains unchanged as EPA comes in regularly and checks and are not requiring us to do any additional monitoring. It'd be my recommendation that the board does enter into this. It's a one-year agreement, and it's for two semi-annual testing periods, so not to exceed $10,220.
Jeff, I don't want to put you on the spot, so I don't know is a perfectly okay response, but how long, estimation-wise, how long will we have to continue doing this? Is this 100 years? Is it a 50-year? Is it a 20-year?
When Jeff Gore, who is the representative from Region 5 out of Chicago, visited the site a couple of years ago, there was some additional issues that the PRPs, which was the potentially responsible parties, collectively, their agent had some questions of EPA. So they stopped down, and I had a conversation with him, asked him that very thing. And he said that I would not live long enough to see them release the property.
Okay.
And frankly, I plan on living to be a ripe old age.
Okay.
So I'm going to say that it would probably be in the next, you know, at least excess of 30, 40 years.
Okay. Okay. And you know, the I guess I'm just wondering for in the future how many dollars we're going to have to continue to spend on this. So. And again, that's not necessarily an answer that you need to give me, but it is something that I think is kind of on our minds a little bit.
As part of the agreement that the city had, correct me if I'm wrong, Rosie, but we also take care of all the electric and wastewater treatment costs from the process that's in place on the WRR side.
Okay.
So that's an in-kind.
Mm-hmm. Is that Region 5A representing IDEM?
EPA. IDEM's not in this at all.
Okay.
This was a Superfund site and went straight to the feds.
Okay. And so that's in their document, kind of a chain event to us.
Yeah. And if you're ever, I think a couple of years ago I sent out the document electronically. And it's kind of fascinating reading. It's very boring. But it does kind of show some of what's going on out there.
Okay, any other questions of Jeff?
I have one thing, and I know I've looked at this annually, but one of the notes that says that overtime will be invoiced at 1.5 times the rate. Is overtime, has that been an issue?
Because,
okay, because I was going to say we should put in there
that's
only upon approval of us, but if it's not an issue, I'm not going to worry about it. And I probably ask that question every year.
They have never gone over the 1.5.
Okay. Right, I understand that, but okay.
Is there sampling something they do physically here, or is it all transmitted data-wise from those wells or monitors?
They go out and actually take samples out of all the wells and then take them back in and run a lab analysis on them.
Gotcha.
There's a really strict chain of custody process, as you can imagine.
Sure.
This is worse than a drug test. That's worse.
Any additional questions? Okay, can I have a motion then?
I'd make a motion that we renew the agreement with Burgess and Nyepel to monitor the Wayne recycling facility underground monitoring monitor services as presented for the amount of $10,220 not to exceed.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Thank you. Okay. Committee report, the trash renewal contract. I believe that is me, although Bill, Councilman Simpson, can give any additional input that he'd like to give. But trash committee is made up of Councilman Simpson, myself, Kelly Searball, and Rosie, and Marcia. Excuse me, sorry, Marcia. And as we went through a lot of the information, as you have in your packet, the current contract is up for an additional 1 year renewal. With no cost, no additional cost to the customers of our community. When the committee came together, we discussed a lot of different options and felt because this contract, our current contract expired on June 30th of this year, that that we felt that it was responsible for us to go ahead and renew this contract for 1 year. And then at some point toward the middle to end of this year, we will start doing some heavy research into what we want, what our customers want, and how we can get to that end. So from the end, did I miss anything, Bill? Okay.
I believe so.
Okay. So because of all those reasons, the trash committee is recommending us renewing the contract for an additional year at the current cost. And do we actually have an agreement on that, Rosie? that we need to?
Prepare that.
Oh, you prepare that. Okay. So we probably need a motion to have you prepare that. Would that be correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any additional questions of myself or anything that we discussed in the trash committee that we can I can be more of assistance for you? Okay. Okay. Then, because I was on the trash committee, I'll make a motion that we renew our contract, or excuse me, extend our contract for an additional year and have our attorney. Let me try this again. I'll make a motion that we have our attorney drop a renewal, a one-year renewal on our current trash contract. Is that a good motion?
Good. I'll second.
Okay. Thank you all. Any further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Thank you. The mayor's ride, which is from Abate of Indiana. I will go ahead and pass around this little flyer that was given to me. I'll give you both one, and then we'll switch. And frankly, this was brought to us, and I don't know, I don't know what you guys are here for, so I just want to make sure. Okay, thank you. Okay. The mayor's ride is something that has happened for many years. It's something that it's an event that last year, I believe, was in Decatur. Started in Fort Wayne, went to Decatur. This year, they want to start in Fort Wayne and come to Columbia City. And the street closing permit, there were a couple of concerns that I think I may be able to help address with some of the department heads. But as a part of that, I also want to make sure that that we all know that they actually went to the Downtown Business Association, and actually at the last meeting they had chatted with them about it, and the Business Association felt very favorable toward it, and we're even talking about maybe doing some special savings for the event, and maybe even going above and beyond what was the minimum. So I think that was a very positive thing. In regards to the specifications of the streets being closed, just to try to calm some fears from our department heads, I think, or at least to clarify some things. I believe what they are asking for is the starting at the south side of, I guess, the south edge of Jackson Street on Market, and going all the way to the north edge of Market. Wait, what did I just say? No, of Chauncey to Market. Does that make sense? Jackson to Market. They do have an understanding that police are going to need to have access to in front of City Hall area, and they've agreed to that. And then they would also like to close the streets from the west edge, I guess, of Main Street on Van Buren all the way over to the east edge of Line Street. So those are the roads that they're looking to block off. Does that answer some of the questions that department heads had, or was there additional questions that I...
No, that's... When I first seen this, Mayor, it basically just said Line to Main,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, some of them just didn't add up, I guess, to what they were wanting to close. So
okay.
It just wasn't really clear. Like, the bottom section just said West Market Street, so...
Okay.
We just had questions about where at on West Market and how much of West Market. It just wasn't real clear.
Gotcha.
Well, question is, again, with this being on June 3rd, mm-hmm. Farmers Market, mm-hmm. and other,
Yeah, and I believe, if I remember correctly, that is actually a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think that we'll have Farmers Market, mm-hmm. Now that I think about that, we won't have Farmers Market. Frankly, we won't have a lot of traffic in that area. Correct me if I'm wrong, if anybody's in here. Let me make sure. June 3rd is a Sunday, yes. And they put it on a Sunday purposefully because they know downtowns of the cities aren't typically that active on Sunday afternoons. They are proposing, or they believe that they probably will have about 1,200 motorcyclists. In the city that they'll park, of course, in the diagonal fashion, and have different types of events. I'm going to switch you guys. They will have a radio station that's going to be advertising at the Fort and another one. I don't remember which one. They'll have local food vendors. They try very hard, from what I understand, to have local food vendors there and try to have, they try not to have competing the same. Let's say two tenderloin places, two fish places, two whatever, and try to use all local that they can. Go ahead.
Can we clarify on here, though? It does say on the sheet, the West Market Street main on Chonkton.
Right. Yeah, and
Closed market. Now, can we scratch that?
I think that that's fair to do that. When they came into my office to talk about this, they did not bring up having West Market. Frankly, I don't think that that's a possibility anyway, so I think that that's okay. So what I will then suggest, and because we can try to get some of these things worked out, I think it's perfectly fine if we decide to table this to the next meeting to get some of these things clarified. And go ahead.
I was just going to suggest maybe get a copy of the city map,
mm-hmm.
and then actually highlight where they want to be. Because I think, if I understand right, they're only going to take one side of one of the streets and the other side will be open for public, right, on here on Main or Van Buren to Line, or if they take them both sides all the way through?
No, I think they're going to block off.
They're going to block it off. Okay.
Yes.
I misunderstood.
Yeah, so Main and Line will be open, but Van Buren will be closed and Chauncey will be closed. So... I think that this will be a wonderful event for our community. From everything I understand when talking with Mayor Schultz of Decatur, he said he loved the event. They were very hospitable, and I think that there's probably some things, as we've talked about, Chief, that there's some things that we can do to try to make sure that everything is in order, but at the same time provide a nice welcoming mat to those individuals who come to town. Tom?
You were saying that they're going to have food vendors and things like that, though. I didn't realize that was on there.
Okay.
With that comes potential. If they're going to be doing anything, there's potential they may need to get entertainment permits to do that.
Okay.
And follow the code to make sure that we have adequate fire lanes and things like that established in the area.
Okay.
But I would have to really see what they've got kind of set up as a what they're going to do with food vendors, because they may have to have inspections on them.
Yeah. Okay, so what I'll probably do then is I will have Teresa set up maybe a meeting with our public safety officers, Sands, Terry, and then that will hopefully clear up a lot of the different things. Does that sound fair? Okay. Yes.
Just a question. On this document, there's a motorcycle stunt show.
Mm-hmm.
Marcia, from a legal perspective, is there insurance required for anything that's going to be like that?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Well, and I think that can be...
They need to have it and name the city as an additional insured is how I do it.
Okay. Okay.
And we're not where sure. Is that?
Well, that's why I say, that. Here, let me pass this down. So
I guess
did
I
did you ever get to talk
that.
To us about
that's
that?
That's different than what I've got.
Okay. Okay. And Tim actually may have some answers in regards to that, because when they came in, we kind of said, Tim, can you see what this is about?
I questioned the stunt show, and basically she said, I think they're still trying to find someone. They're not sure if they're going to use the same guy that they used last year, but last year they had a gentleman that had a dirt bike and just set up, I guess, some obstacles, and she said they put barricades up and make sure that there's, you know, a safe zone around that area. But she said a lot of spectators will gather around and watch the gentleman on the dirt bike do his stunts. But she said that it's safe and the people are a fair distance away, and they have multiple safety people that are around that area. But they're not sure what kind of set show they may have here. It may be something totally different than what they did last year.
Okay. And I'm assuming, Marcia, based on your facial expression, you would still request that.
I don't. You never know, and something weird is going to happen.
Yeah. Okay, so that's obviously something that probably when we set up a meeting with you and Tom and Teresa, it looks like that can be another thing that you guys go over and get figured out. Is that okay? And then if there's anything you need from legal counsel, obviously let Marcia know and she can help out with anything like that. Okay, not to offer your services without your consent.
Tim, just briefly added kind of just a general discussion with the mayor about that, but 1,200 motorcycles to escort them out of town. I said 45 minutes. Is that what's your thoughts?
I think it's actually maybe pretty close.
Okay.
I told her I was concerned about that, and she advised me that Captain Marty Bender from the Fort Wayne Police Department is involved in that process, and that he would have a meeting with me, and we would discuss, you know, getting them into town and out of town. And she said that they don't have problems with that. The indicator went real smooth, but the Captain Bender would work with me on escorting and things like that.
Sure.
And it could be something that we reroute everyone on. Well, I guess if they're coming in, I'm assuming, are they coming in on 205? Is there any discussion? Have they been in?
I believe they're coming down westbound on US 30, and I think probably taking business 30 in. Maybe the best way to have a cup to be out.
Yeah, the bridge. Will the bridge be out during that time period?
I hope it's done by then.
Me too.
They can do their stunts over there.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
That would be something to check on, because my view was to have them come in on Business 30, mm-hmm. and then that way they just come north on Main right into Van Buren Street.
And then maybe radio, we can direct 9 traffic. Okay. Okay. Okay, well then let's go ahead and do that. Let's remind me to set up a meeting between the two of you and Teresa, and I can get you her information, and then do you already have her information, Tim?
I don't think I do.
Okay, well we'll get that taken care of, and so let's table this until at least the next meeting, and we'll bring that back up again. Okay, sound good, Deborah?
Her number is on the application.
Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah, thank you, Rosie. Okay. Bills in front of you are the bills. Yeah, in front of you are the bill or the bills. There is there anything special, Rosie, that we should know about?
No, can't think of anything.
Okay.
Be the sheriff to start monthly charges.
Yeah.
It's not Larry this month.
Yeah. Oh. Mike's the big winner this month, so that's okay. We're good. Can I have a motion then, please?
Move that we pay the bills as presented.
So moved.
Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Thank you. Department reports. Let's start with Mike, since you're the big winner this week.
All right. Several of our buildings, they have units on. They're called labor units, and they provide heating and air conditioning for the buildings. And these units have filters in them, and you guys are running around checking. We have to do filter checks on all the equipment, and these were getting in pretty bad shape, and they needed to replace some new filters. So they done some pricing, and they're special size, special order filters. And part of the units take one size filter, which a case of those would have been over $200, and then on the other one takes a different size filter, so it would have been over $300 to get filters for these. So they got to investigating and decided that they could make up their own filters by buying the material and getting wire and squeezing it together. So they're in the process of doing that. We're going to make our own filters for probably less than $100, right around $100 to do the same thing.
Good.
Instead of buying the expensive ones. We're looking at, we've been having some issues. It's not a huge issue, but it's starting at the Armstrong lift station. One of the check valves seems to be going bad. It has some problems. They've worked on it several times. It is working, but I had them, they're going to round up some quotes to see what the new check valves are, a 4-inch check valve. That'll probably be something that we'll install ourselves on. That'd be pretty easy. Yesterday, we met with a rep from a company called MDI. They're out of Michigan. Over non-mercury floats, and they can provide us floats cheaper than what we could get them through. Blue Book is where we had bought them before. So we're waiting to get that information back. They have a 2-year guarantee on them from the time that they are installed, not from when they're purchased, from when they're installed. So if we decide to move that way, I may ask to see if they would be willing to provide us with a couple of them, and we can put them in and do a demonstration on them to see if we actually want to buy any or not. We had to order a new paint cabinet when the EQ basin was finished. They turned all over extra materials and everything to us, and there was several gallons of paint that we could not get in our explosion proof cabinet that we had, so we had to order another one of those. So we've got that all taken care of, and everything is back the way it should be. That's all I've got.
Any further questions, Mike? Okay, Terry.
excuse me. I worked with Corey from the street department to install some new firmware and software out there and a computer for the televising truck. It had crashed and called the company, and they had us download some new firmware. We installed it, and it's back up and running. Continue to work with Melinda out at the park on their new website. Hopefully, we'll have that up pretty soon. Preferred IT installed a new sonic wall, and we're still fine-tuning that. Hopefully, we'll finish up working on that tomorrow night. We're going to be working after 4 o'clock on that, so we won't disturb the major portion of users. Been working with several department heads setting up remote software so they can remotely access their computers in their offices. We updated firmware on the IDEX computers and dispatched. The state came down with some new software, so that took about 2 or 3 hours one day to get all those updated. Continue to run maintenance on all the network computers and servers over the weekend, so they're all updated each weekend, and that's all I have tonight.
No questions? Okay. Kelly?
I just wanted to thank Terry for his help with the camera truck, with the software, getting us back up and or helping us get back up and rolling with that. And we did have that out along with the jet machine. We worked on an 8-inch line on Market Street. I had the root cutter in there, the turbo cutter in there, and cleaned that up and videoed that. And also on Line Street, before we do any projects on there this year, we wanted to take a look at that sewer, and so we televised that, cleaned that up. Also televised some storm lines in the Columbia Shores area. Been working on that, trying to get those on our system. And we were called in last Saturday. We had some ice about midnight and came in and put some material down and took care of that. And then today, the little bit of snow we had, we just worked regular hours, but was able to take care of that. Changed out a couple manhole castings that in some of the alleys where we have manholes and such, there's lids that are old that have holes in them to be able to get your hook in there and get them out. And I've just kind of had a pet peeve with those, and I'd like to just start changing those out as we can. Gravel gets in them and things like that, and they end up in the pipe and plugging up, you know, the sewers and stuff. So things like that I want to be kind of looking at and change them out as we can.
Kelly, will that prevent stormwater from getting in there and those kind of things also?
Yeah, we'll seal that up. Mm-hmm. So there's several of them around. It's just some of them are buried and, you know, they get missed. Covered up from grading or whatever, and then stones get in the holes. And, so that's all I have. We have 35 work orders that we did over the past week.
Questions? Okay, Tom?
Well, we've had 104 runs as of today. So far, since the first of the year, we've been preparing rotating bottles out for hydro testing, our air pack bottles that we wear. Every so many years, they got to be sent in and overpressurized to make sure they don't blow up, which kind of is contrary to what you'd think. We've been working on some fundraiser ideas. Our candy giveaway that we do every year costs about $2,000 a year to do, and our funds have dwindled down, and we got to do some fundraisers, so we've been kicking around some fundraiser ideas and things for all of us to get together and come up with those funds. Finished up a selection process for captains. and I'm just proud to announce that Toby Fraley, Brian Walker, Ron Jones, Chris LaRue, Doug Reed, and Mike McGregor are captains, and then also we're holding captain's rank will be Frank, safety officers are Frank Lowe and Dave Heron. So that was really a big step for our department. In the process of doing that, we had to go through job descriptions, and Rosie and Marcia were instrumental in getting that accomplished. Just updating those and making sure that they're still in line with what we do today. And then just to make sure you're paying attention, I perfected a brain surgery on field mice to make sure to see if they can speak. So it is not working yet.
Thanks, Chief. Additional questions?
Oh, please, no.
Okay, Larry.
We repaired an overhead service out of Sycamore at Big Lake. Branches came down and knocked the mast off, and we went out and repaired that. We had a tree that we needed to take down on Lime Street unexpectedly. We installed an underground service on 600. We straightened pole on the Brown War Road out of Moon Lake, which a car had hit, but luckily didn't damage it much, only pushed it over a little, so we straightened that out. Replaced some copper C crimps on a service at Marshall Boulevard that was having service interruptions. And we started our project of changing our cutouts throughout the city, so we're just getting into that. We're going to try to get rid of all those old porcelain cutouts, which have been causing us some problems, quite a few problems, as a matter of fact. Changed the meter base at the Community Foundation. Also, we changed one of our bad poles, a Redbud Lane out to New Lake. And we had 80 shutoffs.
80 shutoffs on, was it the second? Is that right?
Yes.
And do you know approximately how many of those were turned back on?
I think they're primarily all of them back on.
Well, I think there was like three that skipped.
Okay. Okay. And correct me if I'm wrong, Larry, but it cost a whole lot less to pay the actual bills on time rather than having a disconnect fee and a reconnect fee, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
And especially if you're having us to reconnect it after hours.
Okay.
That's what it really hurts.
Appreciate that, Larry. Any other questions of Larry?
Sure.
Okay. Tim?
I think we're now done with the full department inventory as far as equipment and things that officers have. The captains worked very hard on that and has created spreadsheets for each officer, the equipment that they have, they're assigned to them. Also with the equipment that's in each vehicle. So I'm glad that's done, and soon we will meet with Rosie and we will compare our inventory sheets to make sure that everything is lined up there. Last week we had a really busy week, obviously, with the Walgreens robbery, and we also had numerous sex crimes that came in last week. I was really pleased with the way the officers handled the Walgreens robbery. I thought we had a real timely response, and we set up a perimeter pretty quick. And a report was turned in today with the prosecutor's office reference to Walgreens robbery. So that case is under review with the prosecutor this week. We've been working with the training officers to get a training schedule lined up for this year. Trying to determine which trainings are going to be mandatory, which trainings will be optional for the officers. Our first training that we have, actually this week, is defensive tactics, so we're starting to have some trainings go on this year. On Friday we have another command staff meeting where we're just going to sit down and kind of just measure where we're at so far and continue to work towards our goals. And also we're going to start working on trying to reorganize some storage areas. We have a lot of documents that we have to keep for like 75 years and a lot of evidence issues that we have to continually try to reorganize and make sure we have enough room. So we're going to evaluate the space, the limited space that we have, and try to make the most of it, do some reorganizing. That's it.
Tim, can those documents be scanned, or do you have to keep the original?
I believe we probably could scan them. We've talked about that. We just have not purchased a unit to do that yet. I think
there are. Have to keep them.
I think maybe some
keep
of them
the original.
We have to keep, but
I was just.
And we have boxes and boxes of records and case files that we need to keep. So it's just a constant issue trying to organize those and find somewhere to put them.
And I'd say that's something that a lot of local governments are really trying to find ways that we can digitize, if you will. Digitize all those documents to be able to store them much, I guess, in a cheaper way without all the storage space and so on and so forth. So probably won't be solved in the next 5 years, but we're working on it.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's right. And I what I will say about the Walgreens incident is that Troy was taking me around in the upstairs, making sure that I was in the proper door security wise, and all of a sudden out of the doors came Officer Chapman and Officer Parrott running toward the stairs, which at the stairway they were met by the chief, the captain, and I think Detective Stevenson. All going down the stairs at the same time, like a thundering herd of elephants. But it showed how dedicated they were to getting to the scene quickly and effectively. And I think you guys did a great job. So I'm really pleased at how Columbia City, I think, and Columbia City PD has looked to the public in regards to the Walgreens incident. And hopefully things will turn out wonderfully with that.
Thank you.
I just got to say I've received a number of phone calls as well complimenting the police department and being more active out in the public, actually seeing cars going up and down the road in neighborhoods. So that's been a very positive response.
Okay. Further questions, comments? Jeff?
A couple of years ago, the city had a what was called a 500-year storm in the middle of summer, flooded a lot of the areas of the high school. And subsequent to that, the high school began looking at their infrastructure, what their needs were long-term to deal with surface water drainage. What we found and what they found was that part of the city's public stormwater collection system runs into their private system on its way out to Blue River. So the school has approached us to look at a partnership of sorts in a project that they plan on bidding out this summer. The mayor and staff here and myself have been looking at that, and I'll keep you posted on that, but we are looking at some type of a partnership with them, which would be the responsible thing to do since we're obviously using their infrastructure.
So now we know where the pool water went.
Also, we've been working with representatives of City Ford and City Chevrolet to make sure that the adequate utilities, municipal utilities, are extended out there to take care of the development and future needs. We've been working on that. In the past week, through the city, have received inquiries from the state on three prospective industries looking for new sites, and that makes me feel good. It shows that at least the economy, from what we're seeing, is on the uptick, so that's a good thing. I've got really good news. Mark Greenaway says he's excited. I'm really excited about this news. As of today, we had an acceptance of the option to purchase for the 205 mitigation of the property that I've been talking about for 18 months, I think. And so documents are being flowing to this resident to sign, and at that point, we can finally start moving forward again and wrapping up the environmental assessment, getting the National Parks and DNR approval, and have a public hearing, and finally bring this project to the forefront where it deserves to be. That's all I've got.
Additional questions for Jeff?
No, that is good news.
Good. That's wonderful. Mike?
We've been doing some adjustments to some meter pits that people were complaining about being too high or too low, so we straightened that out. And we had one new service to turn on. We changed out 30 meters last week. And then my new employee started this week. And we had a 6-inch main break on Saturday. And we also fixed the service line that was leaking. So that's about it.
Do we know what the cause of the main break was? Just temperature kind of thing, or?
Yeah, just ground shifting around it. Yeah.
Okay.
Old cast iron pipe.
We have a lot of that around the city, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Any further questions, Mike?
No.
Okay. I do have a little information about the Parks Department. Mark apologizes for not being able to be here tonight, but circumstances a bit beyond his control. So, because of the success of the father-daughter dance, they're going to have a mother-son event on April 27th at Pages Crossing from 6 to 10 p.m. Tickets are going to go on sale March 5th, and they'll cost $32 for two people to attend. And the evening is obviously going to consist of putt-putt and go-karts and rides and basically all you can do between 6 and 10, from what I understand. Refreshments and snacks are going to be provided, and I think that'll be I hope that it's as successful of an event as the father-daughter dance has been in the past. Just this last father-daughter dance, if you haven't seen the videos from Facebook, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. It's really heartwarming, actually. So. March 17th is the Big Green 8K at Morse's Park. The proceeds are going to go to the fireworks on July 3rd. Note that fireworks will be on July 3rd this year. And the race is going to be through the woods at Morse's Park, so it'll be a little tougher than other races. So they're currently taking registrations for baseball and softball in the office, the park office, and they'll continue to take baseball registrations until March 3rd. Softball registration ends March 17th. And then finally, they're going to be rebidding the trail and the bridge beginning in mid-March. And hopefully they should still be able to start construction on the bridge and trail by May. That's what they're hoping for. And complete both the bridge and the trail within this calendar year. So that's what Mark kind of had. Okay.
What's the date of that run thing?
The Big Green 8K is on March 17th.
Okay.
March 17th.
The mother-son was April.
And the mother-son event is on April 27th. Let's hope it doesn't rain. Marcia, do you have anything?
I don't, sir.
Okay. Rosie?
Just a report. We did take bids, I believe it was end of last year, for our uniforms for the electric department. Because you have to be special. Because you're special. They had to be fire retardant, and we figured out this week we're going to be saving approximately $3,600 for the year by going out for bids and doing it with another company. So excited about that.
Me too.
Does that have an offset to the uniform that we use for the other employees from a different vendor? Are we using one vendor for all today?
Now we're using one for all. We were using two.
Was using two, so you're consolidating. Okay, I wasn't sure how that was. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Nothing from Walt? Okay, I'm going to pause. Anybody from the audience have anything to say? No? Okay. For my report, a lot of things are happening throughout city government. But been working with the Legislative Committee of IACT to try to take care of some issues, some major issues. I've been talking with our local representatives and senator about those issues that could dramatically affect city government as we know it, and our ability to take care of the utilities that we have specifically. So there, so been working on those legislative issues as a body, as a part of the NEA Association of Cities and Towns. Met last week with the mayors of Northeast Indiana to, and we formed the Northeast Indi- no. The Mayors of Northeast Indiana Caucus, or something to that effect. Northeast Indiana Mayors Caucus, something to that effect. Anyways, and I think we have a lot of very shared common ideas and thoughts that as we continue to market our region from the Northeast Indiana Regional Partnership and the Northeast Chamber, and hopefully the Northeast Indiana Mayors Conference as one voice, we can really market our region and help make not only Northeast Indiana but Whitley County more attractive economically speaking, and be able to kind of move us in a straightforward direction, let's say it that way. So I don't think I have anything else at the moment, so I appreciate all the department heads being here and everybody. So Dan, anything else? Okay. If there's nothing else, Press, you have anything? Okay. Then I will go ahead and adjourn the meeting.